This happened some years ago when my friend and I went to the mountains to have a rest. We have known each other since the university time, and it was our first trip together. We stayed in a wooden cottage there, which was so beautiful and comfortable to live in. On our first day, we were exhausted after traveling and went to bed early. While falling asleep, we heard our neighbor's kid crying, saying that she would better sleep outside than in the house because she was afraid of the ants with wings. Ants with wings? What nonsense! My friend and I laughed at the strange, naughty girl and fell asleep at once. Then, next morning, we remembered the capricious child with big smiles on our faces. Ants with wings. That day was full of events and impressions, and we returned home late after going to some waterfall. We entered the house and switched on the light. But what we saw made us give a cry. We were crying even much louder than the little girl yesterday. At that moment, I realized how diverse the world of insects was. We must have forgotten to close one of the windows in the house, and moths, night butterflies, and many other insects flew inside. Take my word for it, they were different. Big, medium, small, with wings, as our little neighbor had warned us, and without. And they were crawling, flying, and jumping. They were all over the floor, on the lamp, and on the ceiling. We jumped up onto the table and then on the bed without knowing what to do. Do you have any idea what that's like when in the morning, after our exhausting night with hundreds of insects, the little neighbor girl appeared near our door? She gave us her coloring book with funny insects and asked us not to cry at night anymore. After all, ants with wings are not scary at all, as her mother has said. Well, that's what happened. The girl was right. And the lesson we learned from the story can be concluded in the proverb, "He who laughs last, laughs best."